love this store, and I come here usually every weekend. I buy like 2 big bags of fresh fruit and veggies. Today I will buy only a little bit because I'm living to Toronto, so I only need stuff for like 24 hours, so fresh fruit and that's it. These apples, the name is Honey Crisp, but I call it Crispy Honey. My favorite. We don't have it in Europe. I checked my weight today and it was 129.4. So the fight week is going to be so easy, I will smoke the fight week, you know.
Thank you.
All the best. And I will see you next time. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. So I'm happy with my weight. I can have some carbs. When I like something, I can eat it every day and I don't care. So omelet today again. Pancake actually.
I don't know who this is. Max, why are you in snowboarding? Is it Max or is it someone else? The world may never know.
We here, we got out of Toronto. We come in early all the time. You know, we like coming in, checking out the spots. And hey, you know, I looked at the weather, said it was snowing. Why not go snowboarding?
Been ready. I'm so excited. Yeah. And I just can't hide it. I know. Can I run a couple down here real fast? Can we go to the big one?
Can't wait to do it, man. I can't wait to do it. You know, I've been saying I wanted to go snowboarding for like the last 2 years, but fights and everything been lining up, so.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Now we get to kill 2 birds, 1 stone, you know? We snowboard the week before and then we fight Saturday, so I can't wait. You know, Brazil, we did this crazy hike. I didn't even know, we met monkeys. You know, everybody saw we was feeding monkeys on that hike. It was crazy. And now you got to see a Hawaiian on snowboard, you know. It's not Johnny Tsunami. It's the Hawaiian wave and it's Mad Max riding the snow.
Keep on trying to freeze me, I told you. We out here melting the snow in this suit, baby. Shine bright like my gold belt.
Hello, Toronto Knights. Yesterday we come. Yeah, today first training in the morning. Actually not many, because main part of the trainings we did already.
So I fought it Friday, get the win, and now Valentina's turn. So she's fighting this week. Valentina will be doing the hard part and I just assisting her.
Today we have our first training, just to breathe, to warm up, to feel the air of Toronto, air of Canada. My sister Antonina, she's every time near me and she's supporting me, helping me. I cannot imagine my camp or my fight without her. With someone who you already faced, I think it's more easy because you know what to expect. Exact like power, speed. So we had a good morning workout. Now we have all the day to explore and that's it, just do my job.
Training, last training in American Top Team. Man, I don't know what's going on, but I'm so happy today. I'm full of energy, I'm in good mood. I took care of everything, the hard work is done. I did all my best, that's it. Everything I could do. And I feel just ready, you know, and cannot wait to test Valentina and get this win. Cheers.
It's a lot of energy, you know, and nobody know how hard it was the weight cut to make 115. She's just 4 pounds over, full tank, a lot of energy, a lot of fun.
I've seen better, not bad.
I have new nickname for Mikey Brown. how you say this?
Pretty good.
Pretty good brown.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Brown. Not great, but pretty good.
Not
pretty,
bad.
Not bad. Not too bad.
All day long. Are you ready, Valentina? Let's put on great fight. I'm taking this bag with me. Who's?
You guys ready? Pretty good? Yeah. Very resourceful of you.
So for you, when you beat Frankie, you know, I feel like a lot of people in the past just thought of you as obviously T-City, right? So what do you think that did for not only people understanding what a complete fighter you are, but even just for your own sense of confidence, being able to knock out somebody who's never been knocked out?
It felt good, because I've always known it, and then during training, I always prove it, but when I fight, somehow these guys I end up wrapping these guys up. And I get frustrated with myself because I know I have a lot more in me. And it just sucks when you can't show the world that. We watch some film on Max as in terms of what he's gonna bring to the table, what we have to be aware of, but our training typically always just stays the same. Like I said, I always just wanna beat me. Your toughest opponent is in the mirror.
Brian O'Tay, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. We're wrapping up the media tour, and what better way to finish it last with you guys?
What do you want to show us, Brian? What do you got?
I got something special for you.
He's got something special.
A beautiful sweater. So when we're here, all I do is I reach one hand in here.
Is this like a street fight
prep? This is street fight, jiu-jitsu, whatever. There's something to grab.
Fight.
Yeah,
okay.
I grab him right here. I bring my wrist in.
Oh my
that
God.
That plugs the carotid artery.
You okay? You good?
And now from here, I bring him
Brian,
in.
Brian.
Tap.
Oh, and then I just hold him.
And Harvey was here to shut you down.
No. We don't want Harvey to know. Now we know what we can do to Harvey when he comes back. It's all good. He's never going to see it coming.
So you learned that from like gi fighting?
Jiu-jitsu,
like,
Jiu-jitsu is a gi.
Yeah.
So you come in here, just like a gi right here.
Right.
Yeah. Come in here.
I knew I should have brought this jacket today.
Go in and choke him out.
Telling you.
Even a sweater.
You look mm-hmm. like a killer.
And then you gotta go home and tell your boy somebody choked you out with your own hoodie.
The fight is a fight. You can't, it's gonna happen on Saturday, so you might as well not even think about it. So at the end of the day, it's always good getting out with the team. You know, I got here, I got my boys. Courtside, my dude. Should be a great game too. I'm excited. Let's go get this win, Toronto, and you know, then I'll go get mine come Saturday. So I can't wait.